Get Hale Boggs for me.
Yes, sir. He's out to dinner, sir. I have a number where I could reach him.
Yes, she'll... get it.
All right. There you are.
Hey, oh.
Hey, Mr. President.
I've got to have a man that will be at that platform and will really be watching things for me, and that I've got absolutely no doubt about it all as a parliamentarian. And there'll be times when the speaker won't be there and others, and I talked to McCormick about it about a week ago. We suggested several names of possibilities, and I have talked to him again about it tonight, and I am going to have to ask you to do that job.
I'd be honored, Mr. President. You got all me. I rule for Johnson on everything.
Well, I just...
Just that simple.
You just start preparing for it and look at what we... try to think ahead of it and anticipate it.
I'll be in touch with Lou Dexler on all those issues we're going to have up there.
Just try to anticipate. Now, Mississippi...
Yes?
Had a hell of a good resolution. Didn't denounce the president or the administration, didn't criticize them at all, and instructed them to put the electors on the ballot under the record symbol, and adjourned without any fights. Wouldn't even recognize the butchers.
I think they did a good job down there, and that governor down there really wants to help us if we give him half a chance. I'm just talking to Liz Coffin. I'm over here at Katie Lockheim's house with Lindy and some of your friends. And I don't write the South off at all, Mr. President. I really don't. We got an emotional binge running right now, but when we start presenting a southerner from Texas compared to this guy from Arizona with his Bill Miller, we can carry the South. We may not carry a couple of states, but I don't write my state off, I'll tell you that. But I'm honored to be parliamentarian.
Well, it's an high honor, and I hope it'll last a long time.
Thank
you. But I've got to have somebody that I can depend on day or night, right or wrong.
Mr. President, I just rule for Johnson, period.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
Hate to bother you, Senator.
Affirmative.